101.9 High FM.
Joining us on the line is Adrian Basson. He's, of course, the editor of News 24. News 24 having announced recently that they will be moving to a pay system. They'll be charging 75 Rand per month for news. I attended a webinar last week where there were representatives from all around the world, various media houses and publications around the world talking about this issue of paying for news. We wanted to hear from the editor, from Adrian himself. Adrian Basson, a very good morning to you. Thanks for taking the time to speak to us.
Morning, Howard. It's a honor to be on your show.
Great. So I attended this webinar, which I found absolutely fascinating, because what you did was you drew from the experience, wisdom from publications all around the world. Take us through this thought process that that made you make the decision that it is now time to switch to a different model.
Yes. Now, thank you very much, Howard, and good morning to your listeners. Look, I think, you know, internationally, globally, over the past decade, there was definitely a move to paid for models in journalism. The New York Times was, of course, leading the way about a decade ago when they started charging for access to their website. This was happened at the same time as the decline in print subscription was taking place. So less and less people were buying newspapers and magazines and turning to the internet for their news. At the same time, there was an advent of fake news and misinformation. So every person with a internet connection could start a publication or a blog online. And we as trusted media had to distinguish ourselves from the plethora of information out there and make sure that our information is credible, trustworthy, and fair. So as News 24, we have seen this changing landscape and decided also to invest more in our journalism. We have appointed almost 20 new journalists over the past year alone. And we have raised the quality of our journalism, and we believe that the time is now right to launch a subscription service for some of our content. Just to clarify that, we are adopting a freemium model, Howard. So what this means is that some content and specifically our breaking news will remain for free, but we will be charging for premium content, and that would include columns, investigative journalism, comment and analysis. Yes.
So it's called a freemium model. In fact, it was the first time, again, when I was on that webinar last week, was the first time I'd heard this, of this freemium model, which kind of makes sense because then people can get breaking news, there and, but if they want something a little bit more, then they're going to have to pay for that. What's interesting to me is that newspapers, of course, have generally always charged unless they were the sort of your local community newspaper perhaps. So people are used to paying. But when you go into social media, you see quite a and social media really isn't a reflection, because if somebody's happy to pay their 75 Rand or whatever it is, they're not going to go into social media and say, well, yes, I'm happy to pay. They're just going to pay. So it's hardly a measure. And I think, you know, it's another conversation that you and I can have, because I see that you've stepped away from Twitter, and I hear that it's a fascinating decision. But that aside, people aren't used to paying, in South Africa at least, for news and for content. To some extent, it's a very courageous move of News 24 that News 24 has taken, but it's also one that comes with a risk, because when you're the one educating people and changing behavior, it's often met with more resistance than the third or the fourth publication down the line that decides to follow.
Absolutely. Look, like just a few points on that. Firstly, I completely accept that probably the majority of our readers will not and cannot pay this 75 Rand a month. And I accept that. And that's also why we believed and made a very pertinent decision to leave breaking news for free. Secondly, you know, the internet has been for free for 20 years. And I think there's a behavior here that, that we will be part of changing. I think, you know, Howard, you remember the days when we were used to get music for free online or movies, yeah. you know, yeah. when it was the norm.
Right.
And that behavior has definitely changed over the past few years. I think people are much more mindful and susceptible to the content they read online. People are careful to where they get their music. People pay for music. People pay for movies. People pay to read books online. So I think that online paying culture has also tremendously changed over the past 5 years. And we were encouraged by this. We looked a lot, as you mentioned, to international models, at some, Harvard Business School studies. And there's definitely a growing trend globally now to pay for good content, whether it's, news words, whether it's video, on News 24 or whether it's documentaries on Netflix or whatever may be the case. So, you know, we do think that that behavior is changing and encouragingly, it seems like younger people are more willing also to pay for content online, and that they That's no longer believe everything on the internet should be free.
Right.
Of course, we are partly to blame for creating that behavior. I mean, 20 years ago, there was no news organization in the world that had a paywall or a subscription service. But here we are. We know that print revenue won't sustain us into the future. We cannot sacrifice journalism. It's irrespective of, it's not about ink or paper or cell phones or whatever the platform is. It's about journalism and stories. And we simply need to build a sustainable economic model for the sustainable future of journalism.
I just want to ask, why now? Is this a decision that has been in the pipeline for a while? Or is it something maybe that was spurred on by, you know, struggles in, you know, during the COVID-19 pandemic?
Yeah, that is a very good question. Look, we've been researching this for, I would say, about 2 years now. I've been to conferences abroad. My colleagues have been, we've gone to other newsrooms in the States, in Europe, in Eastern Europe, where we looked at their models. You know, News 24 is the largest website in South Africa. We have about 13, last month we had over 13 million, unique users using the site.
Massive number.
This was not a decision that we could have made lightly. Mm. We had to get it right. And I still don't know if we're going to get it right. It is a risk. We're all waiting and biting our nails for Saturday morning. but I mean, look, in terms of this, of globally, our peers globally, we're kind of slow. You know, if you go to a country like, not only the UK and the US right now, but a country like Poland or the Scandinavian countries, or even Australia, you'll find very few news websites that are for free, that have all their content for free. You know, go to the Telegraph in the UK, go to the Times of London, you know, go to, Gazeta Wyborska in Poland. They all have, some form of subscription service now. And locally, I mean, you guys will know that the titles in the Arena Group, the Sunday Times Business Day, has had subscriptions for a long time. Mm-hmm. The Citizen introduced a subscription service last year. The Daily Maverick has got a membership service. So actually, I think, you know, we are kind of at the end of this revolution.
That's interesting because
yeah.
In my perception of it is that News 24 is ahead of it, but you're quite right. You know, Business Day certainly been charging for a while already. So this
is a response to financial sustainability. Because I mean, with journalist jobs, I know that many, you know, journalist jobs have been lost over the years, especially around this time. And you have just mentioned that News 24 actually added journalists. So where do you see, you know, jobs in journalism? Where do you see them, in the grander scale?
Look, I couldn't hear the last part of the question clearly, but I got the part around the financial, you know, response to the financial position. And of course, you know, COVID-19, I think, exacerbated the decline of print media and advertising subscriptions. So, if I can just quickly speak to that, Howard, the digital, online businesses was funded purely by an advertising model. So we literally sell space on our website to advertisers who then have access to our millions of readers. But as you guys will know, the digital advertising business, unlike in the days of print, doesn't only come to local publications, but goes mainly to Google and Facebook. So a local retailer would, or bank or cell phone company would probably, I would estimate, spend at least half of their marketing budget on Google and Facebook. Which means the revenue from local advertisers has declined substantially over the past few years.
Interesting.
And that we simply have to, and like you said, you know, I also grew up with newspapers in the house, and it was never strange for my father or, you know, for us to pay for reading. But I think the internet has changed that behavior, and we simply have to educate and have to change it back now. We have to say, listen, actually nothing is for free. We have to put journalists in Toyotas to travel across South Africa to bring you the stories of what's going on in the Eastern Cape hospitals.
And absolutely,
this costs money. You know, we 100%. Can't just go onto Twitter to get those stories.
And that's why I found that's why I found the resistance so interesting to it. Mm. And I had this conversation with a friend, and I said to him, you know, this is 75 Rand is 2.5 cups of coffee. You know, obviously you're talking to somebody fairly privileged, but that is the case. It's 2.5 cups of coffee at Starbucks or Seattle or wherever you buy your cup of coffee from during the month. It's absolutely nothing in terms of, for some, and of course, and that's what you're saying is that many of the, your readers don't have access to, you know, that even 75 Rand, which isn't a massive number.
But I mean, Howard, you mentioned, like, Apple Music is 60 Rand a month.
Yes.
And you actually mentioned that a lot of people that were applying for the 350 grant, a lot of those messages came from Apple phones, from iPhones.
They came from iPhone 10s.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I looked at the stats. I did some data analysis on that, and it was quite staggering.
Yeah.
The point is that
if you can pay for those things, for coffee, for Apple Music, can surely pay 75 Rand for news.
Absolutely. One of our listeners, Jenny, says, so what sort of stories will be premium? Can you give us an example?
Yes. So typically the stories that will be available to subscribers only, Howard, are the ones that has really got a lot of original journalism in them. So, you know, investigative reporting, our investigative team, you know, people like Carl Cohen's articles about the numbers, the COVID-19 numbers, you know, his reporting has been excellent, I thought, in unpacking the numbers, in you know, explaining that. So that's typically something that would be for subscribers only, our columns, you know.
I'm going behind a paywall.
Like yourself. I
don't know whether to really be flattered by that or not, but.
No, we hope that people will, you know, like you say, give up 2.5 cups of coffee to read people like yourself.
I hope my listeners will, certainly.
And then, Howard, in-depth content, you know, we have a whole new Arts 24 section that will look at the arts in a depth way. Mm. We have exclusive interviews with actors and entertainment individuals. We have columnists and in-depth content on our Sport 24 site. So typically those stories that just take a deeper loop, that speak to sources, get the documents, given a well-informed opinion. You know, we've done our market research, and our readers told us that would be typically the content they would be willing to pay for.
Is there a model for companies? If I have a company and I want to, you know, to have a whole lot of people within my organization have access, or does it have to be done on an individual per user basis?
We are very open to that. So from Saturday, when you subscribe, it will be you can do it individually on our site. But if there's companies, organizations who require bulk subscriptions, they are more than welcome to contact us. All the detail will be there.
Right.
And we will get that sorted.
All right. Absolutely, absolutely amazing. Times are changing. And, certainly I believe that this is certainly the way of the future. Adrien Basson, thanks for taking the time. Good luck, and don't bite your nails too much. It'll be good. It will all be good. You're making the decisions for the right reasons. You've just got to have the faith in that people will understand, appreciate that, and hopefully support as well. So best of luck to you, and we'll
Thank
certainly.
You.